Relevant Radio now presents the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity at our Relevant Radio Green Bay studios.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm pleased to be able to celebrate this Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. At this Mass, we especially unite our prayers with the homebound, those in prison, and those unable to attend Mass in person. For those who are able, we encourage you to receive our Eucharistic Lord at your local parish and remember to observe your Sunday obligation. Today, the Church honors the saint, St. John of God. He lived between the 15th and 16th centuries. He started the Brothers Hospitallers to continue his work among the poor, the sick, the homeless, and those who are unwanted. He is a patronage of booksellers, of firefighters, of heart patients, of hospitals, of nurses, of printers, publishers, the sick. So we begin our prayer together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
And with your
spirit. Let's come together now for the celebration of Eucharist. We know we take a moment now acknowledging our sinfulness before the Lord. We seek God's forgiveness, grace, and mercy as we need this in a moment of quiet reflection. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who filled St. John of God with the spirit of compassion, grant, we pray, that giving ourselves to works of charity, we may merit to be found among the elect in your kingdom. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, "Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God. You have collapsed through your guilt. Take with you words and return to the Lord. Say to him, forgive all iniquity and receive what is good, that we may render as offerings the bullocks from our stalls. Assyria will not save us, nor shall we have horses to mount. We shall say no more, our God, to the work of our hands, for in you the orphan finds compassion. I will heal their defection, says the Lord. I will love them freely, for my wrath is turned away from them. I will be like the dew for Israel. He shall blossom like the lily. He shall strike root like the Lebanon cedar and put forth his shoots. His splendor shall be like the olive tree and his fragrance like the Lebanon cedar. Again, they shall dwell in his shade and raise grain. They shall blossom like the vine, and his fame shall be like the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim, what more has he to do with idols? I have humbled him, but I will prosper him. I am like a verdant cypress tree. Because of me, you bear fruit. Let him who is wise and understand these things, let him who is prudent know them. Straight are the paths of the Lord. In them the just walk, but sinners stumble in them." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I am the Lord your God, hear my voice.
I am
the Lord your God, hear my voice. An unfamiliar speech I hear. I relieved his shoulder of the burden. His hands were freed from the basket. In distress you called, and I rescued you. I am the Lord your God, hear my voice. Unseen, I answered you in thunder. I tested you at the waters at Meribah. Hear my people, and I will admonish you. O Israel, will you not hear me? I am the Lord your God, hear my voice. There shall be no strange god among you, nor shall you worship any alien god. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you forth from the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Hear my voice. If only my people would hear me, and Israel walk in my ways, I would feed them with the best of wheat, and with honey from the rock I would fill them. I am the Lord your God. Hear my voice. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Repent, says the Lord, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. My friends, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came up to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, Master, you are right in saying, 'He is one, and there is no other than He,' and to love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he had answered with understanding, he said to him, You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask Jesus any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. As a seminarian, I had the opportunity to live in Israel, just outside Jerusalem, for 5 months, an entire semester. And one of the things that we did during our time there was to go to some very holy places in the Holy Land. One place that I enjoyed visit, actually two, was the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in the Old City of Jerusalem, and also to the Wailing Wall. I enjoyed very much watching the men who were praying at that wall. They were so very fervent in their prayers. They would stick little pieces of paper sometime in the cracks just to let the Lord know what a particular intention of theirs was. And I always thought to myself that as very devout Jews, which they were, they had to have known the answer to what is being asked in today's gospel. I always believed that I could ask any very devout Jew, "What is the greatest commandment?" And they would be able to say, "You know, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with your strength." And that was what they knew. And Jesus really iterates once again, though, that you go a step further in being my disciple, and that is to love your neighbor as yourself. That is what we are all about. At the very end of this gospel, Jesus makes a very important statement to the scribe. "I can see that you are not far from the kingdom of God because you know what it is you're about." Jesus was a devout Jew. He didn't want to disregard that old law at all. On Wednesday, we heard the gospel. "You think I've come to abolish the law and the prophets?" No, I've come to fulfill them. Jesus was the fulfillment of the law. And I think this comes through so much in this particular gospel, not forgetting about what the very devout Jew believes, but also putting into place for his own disciples the loving of the neighbor as well. Let us pray that Jesus would be able to say to us, because of the correct answer of what it is we believe, he would be able to say, "If we said this, you are not far from the kingdom of God." We bow our heads, thanking God
for making us disciples and giving us a path to the kingdom, which we hope someday we enjoy after our life here on this earth.
We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of our needs, our prayers, the petitions we bring. For Pope Francis and all bishops and priests, that our Lord will bless their leadership of the church so that they may serve as joyful witnesses to the faith, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life, especially in our own diocese, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our nation, that God will help our leaders govern according to his will, protecting the dignity of life in all stages, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are homeless or struggling to make ends meet, that our Lord will give them peace and provide for their needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, and especially for the repose of the soul of Janet Leah Byrne, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts, left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that only you do know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us a bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Look with favor, we pray, Lord, on the offerings that we dedicate, that they may be pleasing in your sight and always be salutary for us, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For through the saving passion of your Son, the whole world has received a heart to confess the infinite power of your majesty. Since by the wondrous power of the cross, your judgment on the world is now revealed and the authority of Christ crucified. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks as an exaltation we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all that you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts that we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and the blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and the blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with St. John of God, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people that you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family that you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow upon the world all that is good. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Please share with one another a greeting of peace. Together we pray. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
For those of you who are watching or listening to this Holy Mass, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Let us pray. May your strength be at work in us, O Lord, pervading our minds and bodies, that what we have received by participating in this sacrament may bring us the fullness of redemption through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We bow our heads. We ask God to bless us. Look graciously, O Lord, upon the faithful who implore your mercy, that trusting in your kindness, they may spread far and wide the gifts your charity has bestowed through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And may Almighty God bless each of us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass and celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I want to thank you for joining us for Mass here today on Relevant Radio. I hope that you will join us again tomorrow at noon Central Time. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky this evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for the Faith Explained. A prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. A prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, in the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at noon Central on Relevant Radio. Video stream of the Mass on the Relevant Radio app and at relevantradio.com. Here's a Relevant Radio miracle moment.
We are tempted to compromise our Catholic beliefs with the paganism all around us, and sometimes it's tough to do that. My friend Carlos had to do that. He was an executive with a large telecommunications firm, rising quickly through the ranks. He was also a faithful Catholic, married with 9 children. One time he was in another city for meetings, and this time the company's CEO was there, and he had never met him before. After a long day in the boardroom and a lovely dinner at a restaurant, the decision was made among the executives to go to a local, quote-unquote, gentleman's club. And Carlos said, "Guys, I'm just going to head back to the hotel." "No, no, no, man, come on, come with us, come with us." And one of his friends at the company was practically begging him to go. "You don't know how damaging this could be to your career if you don't go. The CEO is here. He's coming." And Carlos looked at his friend and said, "You know what? I have a wife, I have daughters, and every single woman in that place is someone's daughter. And it is wrong to do this. I'm not going to do this." And so he went back to his room and he thought, "My career is over, but I have to stay true to my faith." But when he came home, he got an unexpected phone call. It was from the CEO. And the CEO said, "Carlos, I have to tell you, I was really impressed by what you did the other night, by your boldness, by your faithfulness to your beliefs, that you didn't go to the club with us. I just want you to know that really made an impression on me." So, wow, talk about turning the tables. His faithfulness to God, not only did he not lose his job, he had actually gained esteem in the eyes of his boss. And so God always proves faithful to us, and we've got to remain faithful to him as well. And he will give us the strength to remain faithful to him.
You've been listening to another Relevant Radio Miracle Moment. Please help us continue to bring Christ to the world with a financial gift of any amount. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.